hopefully we can strengthen the team with the backing of Mr. Manadov and hopefully push up the league table as well.
Have you met the new owner yet?
No, I've not met the new owner. The chairman's relayed all the messages on that obviously they want to keep me, and obviously they want to push the team forward as well, which, like I say, which is fantastic news for Sheffield Wednesday and the fans as well, because we were going to go into the season thinking, well, hang on a minute, chairman's still looking to sell the club. There was no potential buyer, and now suddenly, hopefully, once it's rubber stamped and it's all been finalised, I think it'd be fantastic news.
I would assume, Stuart, that the first question that you wanted to put to the new owner and Milan as well is, am I safe? And you've got that assurance now, haven't you?
Yeah, chairman's reassured me that they want to carry on with me as their head coach, which is fantastic news. Like anything, when new owners come in at a football club, I've been in the game long enough now that things can quickly change. So it's nice that I've been reassured that. But now what we're going to do is, like I say, get the I's dotted, T's crossed, the rubber stamped, because then suddenly now we can really drive and push on the recruitment side.
What do you think it will allow you to do, the club being in new hands?
I would imagine it would allow gives me a bigger budget, hopefully. So maybe identify that bit more quality of a player to bring into the building and improve us.
Do you know what your budget is?
I don't know what the budget is now, but I just know that the chairman said that obviously the budget will rise from what was what we talked about at the end of last season.
And will it allow you to eradicate this issue of loan players, who, to be fair, in the past, by and large, have done a decent job for you, but obviously the fear is when you get players in on loan, they're always going to go back to their parent clubs. Do you feel that this allows you to get players in on proper contracts now?
Hopefully, because, again, what you do more often than not is have players come into the last years of the contract where clubs are looking to shift them on, so that would probably open that door for us, whereas last season it was just a case that we could just bring players in on short-term loans or long-term loans. Now, what it might do as well is allow us to bring maybe a couple of season loans, but the most important thing, like you just said there, is you've got to have your own players in your own building, and then you know week in, week out that you're going to be working with that group of players, and you're not worried about that phone call that comes on a Sunday to say, look, we're going to call back this player.
And in terms of transfer business, how are things progressing there? Are you getting close to anything now?
Well, the problem is I've been in a bit of limbo because obviously the chairman was selling it and there's potential owners coming in. So we've got things lined up and teed up. It's just a case, like I say, getting it rubber stamped, and then we can drive these home, hopefully.
What about the out-of-contract players? Do you think some of them have been waiting to see what happens here?
Well, their agents have been negotiating with the club. And like I said, that maybe the budget that was quoted at the end of last season, obviously that's sort of moved upwards in a positive way. So hopefully that will just drive on and help me to get those players that are out of contract. But also, we haven't been able to find everything because we've just been in a little bit of limbo, chairman selling it and new owners buying it.
Are you confident the likes of Kirkland, Semedo, for example, will re-sign?
They want to sign. They want to sign. They want to stay at Sheffield Wednesday. At the end of the day, I think the fans enjoy them. They enjoy the performance. They enjoy their commitment. I want them to stay. They want to stay. If you get me, like I say, hopefully now we can get this put to bed, rubber stamped, and we can get them through the door. It's not as simple as it should be when you think, well, hang on, my lad's out of contract. You should just re-sign a new contract. No, there's negotiations going on, and again, I think that probably agents just a bit of skullduggery sort of thing is, as in maybe offering their clients to other clubs. But one thing I do is when I've looked Semi in the eyes and Chris Kirkland in the eyes, I know they want to stay at Sheffield Wednesday Football Club.
Do you hope to get news soon on those then?
Hopefully. Again, the news would be soon once, like I say, it's all been finalised, the takeover.
In terms of recruitment, now you quoted us saying that you've had contact with Sammy Amiobi's agent. Tell us how that came about and how far down the line, if indeed you've gone down the line with that, you are.
Well, that's a bit of an old story, really, because it was last season I tried bringing him in on loan, and we thought we'd got him in, but then suddenly it collapsed. So I'm always interested in players who I think are going to come to the football club and improve us. But I think that's maybe just a little bit of an old story that sort of recircled again. And I just think, but like I say, it's, I just want to get players in. I don't want to talk about players and all speculation and things like, because we all get disappointed. If I could name, half a dozen players, and but the opportunity is there. I'd like to get them in the building first before announcing it.
But is it fair to say that discussions with him aren't happening right now?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Yeah, and how many players would you envisage coming in? What's the number that you're looking at, do you think?
Well, when you look what we got rid of, obviously, and the lads that were out of contract, I want to have a squad that's competitive. I want to be able to say I've got two left backs, two right backs, probably three, four centre backs fighting for position, because you've got to have that competition. You've got to have that competition. We know the Championship is a tough, tough league. And we probably got found out towards the end of last season because our squad was a bit thin, but we were probably having to put players out that were probably not playing in the best of form. We were having to put players out that were carrying knocks. And we just didn't have enough players to freshen it up because our treatment table was far too full. Mm. I want to probably bring the average age down of the squad as well. I just feel that at this moment in time, that last season, probably just caught up with us with probably too many 30-plus players, because, again, you're having to go Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday for a long old part of the season.
Looking at it, you're probably short in every area then, aren't you, if you want two players for each position?
I think at the moment we've probably got about 15 players registered. We've got a few of the development boys that can hopefully kick on and come through. But, it's like I say, it's been frustrating because we finished on May the 4th. Had identified players wanted to bring in, but this takeover is just sort of it's dragged on a little bit, so it's not allowed us to strengthen during the close season. But we've got 6 weeks before the first game of the season. But ideally, you want a good month working with your new players anyway, pre-season.
Are you still in touch with Leuvens and Onyewu?
Still in touch. Still touch base. More so, maybe Paul Aldridge and dealing with their agents at the moment. But like I say, come 1st of July, the things can happen so quickly in football. One minute, we feel as though I've got nobody through the door. Hopefully we can get two or three through the door eventually.
What about Leon Best? Is he someone you'd have a look at again or not?
Well, I think, again, our problem we did have last season, and like anything, when they're not your own players, is when they're coming to you, they've not been playing match football. So we were having to get them fit. And sometimes some of them don't hit the ground running because, to be fair, two of them, they weren't match fit. Mm. So we're having to give them four or five games to get them match fit. Leon has shown throughout his career he's a quality centre forward. Unfortunately, when he came to us, he wasn't match fit, but we got him match fit. And we thought, I think Leon, at any football club, could be a handful for anybody in the Championship. And that's why he's had big transfer fees. And I just felt, like I said, sometimes feel sorry for the lads that come in on loan because they're expected to hit the ground running, whatever football club, but they're never match fit because they've never played games.
Is it something you've explored with Blackburn even at this point?
No. It's something I've not explored. I know Leon enjoyed his spell at the football club. I think he just said, they're like anything, footballers want to play football. Mm. Give them the opportunity at Sheffield Wednesday, same with the likes of Sam Hutchinson. Who I want to sign. Sam knows my feelings. Sam wants to sign for the football club. He knows that we did it right. We looked after him right. We gave him an opportunity. But our problem, again, is when they're not your own players, you're putting them in the shop window for somebody else.
I wanted to ask you about Kamil Zayata, who obviously got injured. What's his state of play at the moment in terms of fitness, Stuart? Will he be able to rejoin when pre-season starts again?
Well, the worrying thing was at the end of last season, the treatment room was starting to sort of get a little bit empty, but there was far too many in there. And but people say, well, are they injured because they're not fit? No, they were all contact injuries, unfortunately. There were either ankle operations, Anthony Gardner with Achilles, tendon problem, knee injuries. Whereas Camille's was, it took a while to diagnose what the problem was, and in the end he had to have surgery on his ankle. But Paul Smith, the physio, assures me that on July the 1st, he'll have his boots on and he'll be running and training as well, which is good news.
Absolutely. And with regards to this new ownership, something I wanted to ask you previously when we were talking about it, is there a possibility we'll see players coming in from Lons and likewise going back the other way, as sometimes we do see with deals like this when an owner of a football club owns another one?
Yeah, I would imagine we will have a great relationship. Like I say, I was only hopefully bring players in that are going to come into the football club are going to be better than the ones we've got. Now, I'm not stupid enough to turn away and think, well, if there's two or three decent players that Lons are offering us, so be it. It's to Sheffield Wednesday's advantage, to my advantage, and to the team's advantage. Mm.
And in terms of pre-season, the lads are back. That'll be next week then, won't it? That's come round quickly.
It certainly does come around quickly. But we've obviously got... The good thing is people think we've had a big break, but the players had 2 weeks off after the... as in off physically running-wise after the last game of the season at Ipswich. And they've got their own individual programmes. And then they're coming in on the 1st of July. We'll be running. It'll be a hard pre-season. We'll be running, but we'll be getting the balls out. Not like when I was my pre-season 20 years ago. You didn't see a ball for 2 weeks. You just ran and cross-country run and 12-mile runs. And whereas now it's a little bit different now. The players are very, very dedicated. And one thing they will do, though, that the ones that haven't done the programmes, they'll stand out like a sore thumb and they'll end up doing extra training.
And finally, what do you think the expectation will be on you next season?
Well, the good thing is now is that... if I can build my own team, which hopefully I'm going to do and I've got the opportunity to do, I'll be judged. Whereas before, I always had a cop-out, really, because people would say, well, he's working with Dave Jones's players that Dave's brought in. I'm looking forward to sort of getting and moulding my own team out there. Like I say, I'll probably bring the average age down of the team. You're going to need a little bit of mixture. You're going to need a little bit of youth. And you're going to need a little bit of experience. But you've got to have fit players that can go Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday.